Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Our Place, episode 547.
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will.
Hi everyone and welcome to Our Place with me, Steve.
And me, Angie.
How are you all doing?
Excuse me.
I think we're doing all right, aren't we?
I am.
Croaking well. So, not a lot to say this week, unfortunately. We thought we would do a podcast because we're coming up to the NADE exhibition, and we've also got one at Hedge End, which is in Hampshire, which I haven't got the address to, actually, which is remiss of me. But next time we do a podcast, we'll probably do one next week, and then I can... I don't know whether we'll do one next week or not, but if we do...
Hedge End will be on the following Monday anyway.
Yeah, it's on the 11th.
Very close to
it's on the 11th,
end, yeah.
So... if you're in the, you know, Hedge End area, then it's the Open Site exhibition, and we will be attending that. And, of course, we'll have the new Braille Me there, so you can come and see that. And, of course, Cyber Eyes and other great new products that we've had, and all kind of things. So, not a lot been going on this week, and I say that every week. And then we end up talking for half an hour or something.
Sometimes we do, yeah. We were discussing this morning, weren't we? We were saying, you know, we used to do a podcast every week. And we said, trouble is, what you did before, things are become samey and same old. And we're not, you know, you could say exactly the same things, couldn't you, in the end?
Yeah, I mean, when we go down the caravan, even if we recorded it, it'd be the same kind of thing again, you know. So,
well, it might be a bit different. We might, obviously, we've been nowhere to record things.
We haven't really this year. We haven't travelled much. No.
But, it's not as though we go at the caravan that often anyway, as I did point out to you this morning. So even though I think we just had more... We don't even have so much geek moments anymore that we don't have quite seem to have so many things... going wrong or weird.
I did have one this week, so...
We had one the other week, actually, since we did the last podcast. We had one last week, wasn't it? When you updated your server, MDaemon, your software.
Yeah, well, all of that is...
I had a problem on my MacBook then, didn't I? So, yeah, we did have a geek's corner, as it were.
We did. I'll try and... Try and explain. It's a bit difficult to explain that unless you know what the MDaemon server is. But
we don't need to explain it much except my email was coming up with a certificate being invalid.
Yeah. So basically, what happened before we get into this week? What happened was I updated my server, my mail server, because I run my web and mail servers myself in the cloud. So I don't have an internet service provider for the server. I run a virtual server, which is in London. And it's very fast, and it runs all my websites for my clients and for me, and the email server as well. So what happened was I updated to the latest version of the server, and because I don't have an SSL certificate for email, it defaulted to SSL. I'm not going to go into what SSL is here, because I don't think it's necessary for most people to know, but it basically is a kind of more secure way of transporting email, but I've never set my email up for SSL yet, for SSL security. So it defaulted to having an SSL certificate, but said it was invalid. And so, of course, all of our, you know, email clients were doing different things. Angie's was coming up with a security error.
You found it first when you set your new laptop.
I set up my new laptop, yes.
And it said about certificate, but it carried on getting mail, didn't it?
Yes, yeah.
Mine didn't.
Yes. And so... Mine said, do you want to view the certificate or do you want to accept it? And I said, accept it. But every time I opened Outlook, it did that. So anyway, it was a setting that had changed in the upgrade process. So once I changed it back to unticking a box, it worked fine. So I wouldn't call that a geek moment.
Except
such,
it didn't, did it? My computer, we had to toggle off, tick the box again.
Yeah, your computer decided because that it was always going to search for an SSL certificate after that.
After problem.
I had to go into settings on the Mac and turn it off.
The interesting thing is our phones, both Android and iOS, and iPhones, they just carried on blithely accepting the email. They just didn't.
Yes.
Didn't go wrong for either of those.
No,
they
that's
just
right.
Didn't mind.
That's right.
So it's strange.
So that was that, and a bit of a kind of thing. And then last Thursday, this Thursday gone, this is the week now. Nothing's really happened in the week except work. Debbie's come in.
Not strictly true.
Well, go on.
Well, no, Thursday night, so actually.
I'm coming to that. Yeah. I'm coming to Thursday night. Right. Be patient. Nothing's really happened until Thursday.
No, it's all just been the same old.
It's been the same. Debbie came in as usual Thursday morning and stayed till mid-afternoon. And she's doing well. She's doing really well. And she's soaking up what Emma's telling her and writing down notes and kinds of things. And all of that sorted. And also my car is coming next week. We get my new car next Thursday, which is a Qashqai connector. And that's really cool. And so I've actually got the registration number now.
Perhaps you should take a recorder and do some recording while you're driving at home or something.
Well, possible.
Just a short drive. I don't mean
just a car engine.
Just
I mean, that's
a
little bit boring,
a few
isn't it?
Minutes. Yes, yeah. But people record all kinds.
Yeah, we might do that.
I don't mean like the whole journey.
I might do that. It depends on how Emma and Debbie feel about that because,
true,
you know, they'll be in the car as well. So
yeah.
I know Emma don't like recording, being recorded. So it really depends. Mm. But I'll see what I can do. But we're going on 2 o'clock next Thursday to pick it up. And so that'll be exciting. So new chapter with Debbie, new chapter with the car. It's getting interesting now. It's becoming real now.
Indeed.
And I've been, work-wise, I've been sorting out Debbie's contract of employment and sorting out liability insurance and all kinds of things like that to make sure, you know, from employees' point of view and customers' points of view and things like that. So I've been having a legalese kind of week, haven't I, Ange?
Really? Indeed,
reading lots of legalese documents.
Yeah, it's been a bit like that, hasn't it?
Yes, yeah.
I'm trying to think, when did we last do a podcast? 2 weeks
ago. 2 weeks
ago,
yeah.
What was the date? Can you remember?
No, why?
Because was it before we went to the pub hoping to get a meal on a Tuesday night?
Yes, I think we talked about that.
Oh, did we? Okay.
I seem to remember we talked about that. Don't go back too far.
I don't actually remember talking about that.
I think we did. Okay. You'd have to listen again.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can't do that now. I'm doing a podcast. So
I thought we talked about it, but so I don't want to rehash that again.
No.
Really? So Thursday then, as I say, in the morning, Debbie came in. And Debbie and Emma worked alongside each other and did some more worky type admin things. And then Thursday night we went out. It was my dad's birthday on Wednesday. And we went out for a meal at the Goat Inn, which is in Hartford Heath. And first of all, there was an accident on the road. So we had to reroute, didn't we, Ange?
Yeah.
And so we got there a bit later. Maxine got there even later than us, and she was a bit stressed out when we got there. But I think she calmed down by the time we started eating, didn't she?
Yeah,
she seemed okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad to say. And we all had a good meal. For a starter, I had sautéed mushrooms, garlic mushrooms, with rustic toast,
so
they called it. It was really nice.
Absolutely gorgeous, that starter.
And I also had garlic bread because I felt greedy and hungry and all kinds of things. As it happens, I'm feeling starving now, so I wish we hadn't talked about food.
Yeah, you're making me hungry by mentioning that roast. I could eat that again. I loved that.
So we had that, and then we had sausage mash and what purported to be onion gravy, but I don't think it was. It was just gravy.
With onions.
With an onion or onions, a big onion, wasn't it? A whole kind of.
It didn't have much flavour, the onion.
No,
it?
And I found it a bit chewy. I didn't really enjoy the onion.
I don't mind the onions being chewy. I don't mind that.
I didn't really enjoy the onion myself. And I didn't have a pudding.
No, we didn't want a pudding, did
no.
we?
No. So that was all right. That was a good meal. And saw my dad and Charlotte, my niece, and Sophie and Sophie's fella, Dean. Yeah. And
what was your beer called?
My beer was called JHB, wasn't it?
Which I believe it's never heard of before, have we?
No, I hadn't heard of it. It was a very, very light beer. It was only 3.8%, I believe. So it was all right for a school night.
Yeah, definitely.
I had three of those.
I had two large wines, though.
Yeah, two large wines.
Quite pretty big wines.
Yeah.
White Zinfandel.
Yeah.
Which is rosé.
And they gave me a sample of the JHB before I had it as well. Just to try it. And they also had IPA, and they also had one called Reverend James, which I've had before. Because I hadn't had JHB, I decided to have it.
It took ages to get dinner, didn't it? Well, not only were we late, but it took a long while for us to get it all, the starters. Once it started, it was quick enough, wasn't it? It all started. But they were very friendly. They kept coming, do you want more drinks and all this, that and the other, you know. And yes, it was a nice evening, actually. It was a very pleasant evening.
And we got home about 11, didn't we?
Well, I got to bed about 9 minutes past, so we must have been in here
just before 11, because I was in bed before you. Get my teeth in.
Yeah, but I don't know what time you got to bed.
I think I went straight up.
Yeah, I went to bed, more or less.
Yeah. And if you wonder what that noise was, that was my phone giving me a notification. Sorry about that. I've got the sort of, it sounds like coconuts.
Yeah, it does a bit.
it's one of the standard Pixel 3. Tones for notifications. But anyway, where was I? Yeah, so we were in bed by about 10 past 11, both of us, and soon hit the pillow and went asleep, didn't we?
Yeah.
And then Friday, word to the wise here, one of my customers, because we have a few customers who have email addresses on my server. And because they have websites on my server, so they have emails to go with that domain, you know. And one of my customers, her email went wrong. Now, it has gone wrong before, and we've found one or two problems with, you know, Outlook settings and things like that. So I set up her account on my Outlook to check it from my end, you know, from the customer's end, if you like. And sure enough, they were getting bounces. They were getting domain server not responding, no, or not, domain name service doesn't exist or something like that. And I'm looking at all the DNS settings because, I run my own domain name server. And all the settings were the same as my Comprom when I got email. So I started messing with Comprom to make sure, and we lost email for an hour or so, didn't we, Ange?
Yeah.
But I soon got that back because I could step back. So I thought, there's nothing wrong with the domain name server. The domain's working, the DNS is all up and running, and yet it was saying no existing domain name server. And so I looked, I thought it might be Cloudflare, because we're using Cloudflare so that she can have SSL security on her website. Nothing wrong there. I couldn't see anything wrong in Cloudflare either. Cloudflare was working fine. And this is why I said word to the wise. I then did what's called a Whois lookup on my phone. I did it about 6 o'clock this morning, actually, when I woke up. And it said domain name has been suspended. And I thought, what? So anyway, the long story short, because I'm a domain reseller as well, I went into my reseller control panel. And sure enough, the domain needed renewing. But I hadn't received, and Sanjita should have received as well, but she probably didn't because she didn't tell me that she had received one. We should have received a reminder that the domain needed renewing, because they usually remind you every month, you know, a month before renewal or whatever.
Yeah, you get one normally, don't you?
And so I hadn't received that. So the domain had lapsed. So I've renewed it, and now an email came back instantly. So quick word to the wise, you know, I was looking everywhere but the right place. Mm. And of course, now I know that in the future, it's the first place I would look, because I hadn't changed any settings for the email to go wrong, if you know what I mean.
Exactly.
So, you know, that was my fault for kind of not being on the ball with it, but because I transferred her domain in from a previous provider, it had actually expired in less than a year, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
Because you only get an extra year on that expiry, if you know what I mean. So it expires at the same time. So it expired. And so I've now renewed it and we're up and running again, hopefully. So that was all of my geeky moments that we've had. Other than that, nothing's really happened. I spent most of yesterday on that, didn't I?
I think so. Well, quite a bit of it.
On that mean? Thing. And yeah. And I just literally knuckled down. I did a new Jaws installation for one of my customers, but, you know, a bit of maintenance, a bit of, you know, help, remote help. But that was all. I was glad to have the break from away from the email problems.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now it's fixed. It's all sorted. So, it does make for my job to be interesting, I must admit. But, you know, when other people are relying on you, you want to get it fixed as quick as you can, you know. And that's what I always focus on in my company, to look after the customer as best I can. But that's really been the week, isn't it, Ange?
I think so, or the 2 weeks. I mean, the previous week there wasn't a lot, was there, went on, really, again. Didn't do much, did we?
No.
It is what it is. It's just running along as it is. Really, life, isn't it? Just going along merrily.
Yep. And that was my email sound, just on cue.
That was quite good, yeah.
my phone making a little tingling sound. Tinging.
Oh, the other thing, we have found in the last 2 or 3 weeks more podcasts. I'm sure we haven't mentioned the Parcast Network or whatever they call it.
No, we didn't mention the Parcast Network.
Parcast.
P-A-R-C-A-S-T.
Mainly seems to be.
And they do all kinds of things about conspiracy theories. They do one about female criminals. They do one about crimes of passion. They do one about they do one about haunted places. So all kinds of things, and they're really well produced, aren't they?
We heard about it from another podcast because we heard about serial killers.
They're American,
and that's how company. We found it. Yeah,
they
seem to be. Well,
I subscribed to most of the podcasts, and we're actually going through them.
Yes, we're quite a long way back.
And so I'll put a link in the show notes to Parcast. You know, link so that you can see what they're all about and subscribe if you want to. So that's another one we've subscribed to.
Actually, we may have vaguely mentioned it because I remember we talked about my favourite being No Sleep last time.
But, that's right.
But we've heard a lot more of them now, haven't we?
Yeah. These podcasts. Yeah.
They're particularly well done, I think, aren't they?
They are well produced, well recorded.
And very interesting how they go into it, the bits and pieces.
Yeah. Yeah. The other thing to say is because Angie's got a quieter voice than me, I've got a big mouth, you know, as it goes. And so the problem with the way we're doing the podcast is Angie's always quiet. I've always liked the living room ambience, you know, where we're just sitting on the sofa. So I didn't want to plug us into a mixer and do anything like that, really, stuff like that. Because Reaper is so, this is the sound editor I use now, is so flexible, I found a plugin called JB Broadcast, which is a free VST plugin. And for anyone who knows what a plugin is, it creates effects and things like that. And JB Broadcast, one of the things it does is it levels people. So Angie's volume, hopefully, should be the same roughly as mine in this week's podcast. So I'd be interested in anyone's thoughts on whether it improves it or whether it doesn't improve it. I don't know if you want to listen with headphones, Ange, and be objective about it. How do you reckon about that?
Well, usually I listen with headphones and it sounds all right. It's usually only when I listen on the speaker that I notice that I'm further away.
So maybe you should listen on the speaker.
Well, the thing is, I shall listen as however I am at the time when I'm hearing. You know what I mean? It'll be as...
But I'm going to try JB Broadcast this week if it introduces too many artifacts, then I probably won't use it. But it did strike me as a good idea.
It actually did sound good when you played it back a bit.
I did a previous podcast, didn't I? And put it through
test,
it
yes.
and, as a test. And it did bring you up, didn't it?
That was through speakers. That was through your computer speakers.
Yes.
That actually sounded all right. So, yes.
And it brought you up, but it didn't pump, did it?
I probably do need headphones then. Because I've heard it through a computer speaker.
Yeah.
When you test it on a previous one.
Yeah. So if you listen on headphones as well, and then we can discuss it. In fact, it'd be worth having a podcast next week just to do that. And then we can tell people about Hedge End as well, can't we?
No, you won't have had Hedge End. It's the week after.
I know that Hedge End's a week after, but to
if
tell
you
people...
talk about your car and how that went.
No, we can tell people, you know, the address of it if they want to turn up. You know, people that are local.
Yeah.
So I can sort that out. Or at least put
I think they won't have heard this time enough, a lot of people anyway, by then.
No, they may not, but,
because it doesn't go up till Sunday and the exhibition's Monday.
Yeah.
So to be quite honest, they won't have heard that.
Well, no,
some people, some will,
Yeah, of course they will. It's always worth doing.
Yeah.
It's always worth a mention. But we can actually at least discuss the podcast and see if it's better for anyone, see what feedback we get with this week's.
Yeah.
Can't we?
Yeah.
And you can tell me what you think of the recording once I've done that. Has a limiter, it has a compressor, and it has a leveler as well. So it does its best to bring up quiet passages, and so I've turned the compressor off on this recorder, and I'll let JB Broadcast do the whole thing, including normalize, which it does as well. So we'll see how it does, can't we?
Yep, indeed.
Because it's doing a lot in one thing, isn't it? If you think about
it.
Does give it a bit more punch, I will say that, because the idea, that's why it's called JB Broadcast. It makes it sound a bit like a radio station, you know. So it may not be natural, but we'll see, won't we? Yeah.
It should be better for people with quiet headphones, I'd have thought, as well. You know where some podcasts sound too quiet, certain headphones you're wearing?
Yeah, yeah.
I think it should.
It'll do that because it'll bring it up. It'll bring it up.
Some little speakers.
But I'm going to be processing this week's podcast with it. So you'll hear it as I'm talking about it, as it were.
Yeah.
In action. So, is there anything else, Ange?
I can't even think of anything controversial, which is sad, really, isn't it?
We don't always need controversy in our lives. I want a peaceful life, I do. Happy life. I don't want controversy.
Yeah, but that actually makes me happy if I can be a bit controversial sometimes.
Yeah, well, you are weird. I've always said that.
No, I'm not. I'm going to do something. There's a head here.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
I'm not sure if that would have come out.
Not me, but it hurt anyway.
It didn't hurt.
She's whacking me about.
A little tap on the back of the head.
Anyway, before we get even more silly, we probably ought to wrap this up. What do you reckon?
I think so, yeah.
So remind you to go to www.ourplace-podcast.info to find all the show notes and the episodes. And you can even find out how to listen on the phone if you haven't got internet access. We're all over the place on Stitcher. We're on TuneIn. We're on iTunes, I believe. We are not on In Your Pocket, but I'm going to try and get that sorted out because we should be on In Your Pocket. I don't see why not. Do you?
No.
Because they've got a podcast. They've got a podcast section called the VIP Collection, which is a visually impaired people's collection.
Mm.
And they've obviously gathered together a few resources. So I'll give them a gentle nudge to add us. Be an idea, wouldn't it? So, because In Your Pocket is coming along now. It's coming along quite nicely. We'll talk a bit more about that in the weeks to come.
Later, that's one for some time.
So, ourplace-podcast.info is where to go. Thanks to Talking Newspaper Services for the ability to listen on the phone. And remember, if you don't block your number, it will remember where you were last time you rang. So that means that, if somebody comes to visit you and you're listening on the phone, you can just hang up and it will pick up a little bit back from where you were. So that's a good thing as well, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. So lots of ways of listening to us. And, of course, you can write to ourplace@comproom.co.uk if you enjoy it. And you can write to us if you don't enjoy it. Any feedback is welcome. Even if we disagree with it and you want it put on the podcast, we'll stick it on there and we'll discuss it. Anything controversial, as Angie said, we don't mind, do we? As long as it's clean and family safe.
No bad words.
As long as it's clean and family safe, because we are family safe with this podcast. So we're quite happy to talk about anything on here. And so with that, don't forget as well, that if you want to be added to the Dropbox and have your own folder in the Dropbox so that you can record your contributions, let me know and we can do that thing. And, of course, thank you to everyone who still listens to us rambling on. And because I realise that time is valuable in daily life, and any time you give to listening to us is appreciated by us. So with that, I will say cheerio.
Bye from me.
And, of course, we'll see you next time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.